This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is QNN, your community network news, bringing you the latest in LGBTIQA+ news and sport from Australia and the world. Celebrating 15 years on air, thanks to Australia's only rainbow community media organisation, Joy.
Hello, my name is Evelyn Venture, and this is your QNN community update. A federal judge in the United States has temporarily blocked the state of Arizona from enforcing a transgender sports ban. Arizona's Save Women's Sports Act was passed by the state's Republican-controlled legislature in 2022. The legislation restricts transgender girls and women from being able to participate on sports teams that align with their gender identity at publicly funded schools. The plaintiffs are a 15-year-old volleyball player and an 11-year-old who wants to run cross-country and play soccer and basketball. High Court in Peru has ruled that the same-sex couples are entitled to have their marriages legally registered on public records in what has become a victory for the South American country's LGBTIQA+ community. The Lima Court said that the citizens' constitutional rights were violated, and it was declared that the article of the Peruvian Civil Code of 1984 was used inappropriately and therefore inapplicable. Yet another federal ban on gender-affirming care for minors has been proposed by Republican lawmakers in the US, this time by Ohio Senator J.D. Vance, who has called the bill the Protect Children's Innocence Act. The bill mirrors several proposed bans on gender-affirming healthcare across the US by outlawing gender-affirming surgeries and physically reversible puberty blockers for minors. It provides a vague justification of biological sex, defining it as an indication of male or female sex by reproductive potential, capacity, sex chromosomes, naturally occurring sex hormones, gonads, or internal and external genitalia present at birth. The bill is unlikely to be voted through the Democrat-controlled Senate, and in the unlikely event that it does, it's highly unlikely to be signed into law by President Biden. The UK Labour Party has scrapped their trans self-ID promise in fiercely criticised Gender Recognition Act reform plans. The Shadow Women and Equality Secretary added that Labour's vision of reform would keep the medical diagnosis of gender dysphoria as an important part of obtaining a gender recognition certificate, therefore officially confirming the party no longer supports the self-ID for transgender people. Back in 2020, the Labour Party said it was committed to equality and fully supported updating the GRA to introduce self-declaration to trans people. Since then, however, amid the increasing politicisation of trans lives, the opposition has altered its approach to the concept of self-ID and demedicalisation. The Surf Coast Shire is pushing ahead with a plan to make public toilets accessible to people identifying as non-binary. Council says local laws that make toilets gender-exclusive contravene the Sex Discrimination Act of 1984. As not everyone identifies as either male or female, officers recommend deleting the local law so gender-diverse people and children can access the facilities they choose. Noting the strong evidence of community sentiment against the original proposal, Council has changed tack and is now seeking to amend the law to allow for several exceptions as to who can access the toilets. These include raising the age from 6 to 11 of children allowed to enter toilets of their opposite sex, allowing carers assisting people with disabilities to access facilities designated for a different gender, and an exception for persons who do not identify with the genders of either male or female. Ghana, who is hosting next year's African Games, is poised to ratify a bill criminalising the advocation of same-sex relationships and transgender rights after the country's Supreme Court dismissed a legal challenge. The Human Sexual Rights and Ghanaian Family Values Bill, drafted in August 2021, threatens those in the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, intersex, queer and questioning, or asexual communities. Should the draconian bill be adopted into law, people found advocating for the LGBTQIA+ community could face prison sentences of up to 10 years. Anyone who identifies as LGBTQIA could also be jailed for 3 to 5 years. Kevin Maxson of the Jacksonville Jaguars NFL football team in the United States has become the first male coach in a major US-based professional league to come out as gay. While Maxson's announcement is a first for a male coach, NFL players have come out previously. Michael Sam became the first openly gay player to be drafted when the then St. Louis Rams selected him in 2014. Maxon said he no longer felt comfortable hiding his sexuality or his boyfriend of 2 years. That is what is making news in the LGBTQIA+ community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can find us wherever you source your podcast. Just search for QNN. I'm Evelyn Venture.
QNN was recorded at Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. Tune in to Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, joy.org.au, or via the Joy app. QNN is distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.